Well, yesterday we talked about the price of firewood. Rebecca Sharkey, the independent MP for Mayo, called in and she was saying up in her area, red gum, $590 a tonne to have firewood delivered to the to your house. A tonne for firewood, $590. That might be enough to get you through winter, maybe, depending, but it's a lot. And it's gone up, as we know. Rebecca's point was, interstate, they have permits that you can buy. A government could make money out of this. People can go and collect firewood from forests and other designated places. This is a little bit of what she had to say yesterday.
Looking at the other states, particularly Victoria, they all seem to be managed by their forestry. But particularly looking at Victoria, it's super organised. You know, there's certain locations you can go. The permits to collect are very affordable. Certainly in Tassie, it's $11 for the permit, and then $5.50 per cubic metre that you're going to collect. You can't resell it. It can only be for your own use. You can't collect stuff that's, hollows on the ground, and you can't cut down trees. But I really think we need to have a conversation on this, because I'm very worried that in my community, and we're a lot colder than the plains, that a lot of people will go cold this winter. And
so Rebecca Sharkey yesterday on that point, and it's a good point. Well, what happens? Why do we let this stuff just sit on the ground and you can't pick it up? You're not allowed to. You can't put it in the boot of your car. Who knew that until yesterday? She was going to write to the Primary Industries Minister here in South Australia, Claire Scriven, who is on the line right now. We'll cut to the chase. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
Well, it seems a good idea. Why don't we allow people to collect wood off the ground, essentially, and use it as firewood?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really good question. Part of it is in regards to soil health, and it really depends a lot on where we're talking about. So soil health and habitat for native animals. So it's probably worth going through the different types of land and what applies where. So if we're talking about national parks and reserves, it's illegal to remove any of that material. So you can't remove dead trees, can't remove fallen branches, all those sorts of things, because they provide spaces for native animals, you know, bush-tailed possums, goannas, and birds, all those sorts of things. Now, the councils, if we're talking about council land, they can have different arrangements. A lot do have similar to the national parks and reserves, so you can't do it. And again, it's around habitat for native animals. It can reduce the biodiversity values. It's about soil health. So that's a really important thing also for forestry land, is that having organic matter left on the forest floor is actually important for the health of the soil. So that's a few parts of it. Now, as Minister for Primary Industries, I'm also Minister for Forests, so particularly looking at Forestry SA land, it's a little bit different again. So first of all, our plantations are pretty much exclusively radiata pine, so it's the softwood. Mm. So softwoods are not great for putting in your wood heaters anyway. Yeah. I think most manufacturers recommend hardwood. So that's one part of it. Here in South Australia, we don't commercially harvest native timber. Other jurisdictions do. And we don't commercially have hardwood. So we don't have hardwood that we're growing and commercially harvesting. So that's part of it. In the past, I'm told there have been opportunities to have wood sold from Forestry SA, and I'm getting Forestry SA to look into that. When did it change? Why did it change? Some of the early information is, look, some of it might have been around safety, people going into the forest when, you know, there might be huge machinery harvesting big trees, so that's part of it. It could also be about, again, the soil health, as I mentioned, and so on. But also, I guess it's not core business for Forestry SA, so we need to look at whether it's actually going to be viable, because, you know, their core business is growing really good quality trees for structural purposes.
Yep.
We build lots of houses out of South Australian pine, and that's their main business. So that's a bit of a summary. In terms of what we can do, look, I've asked Forestry SA to go back and have a look at it to see what changed when, whether those things still apply or whether there are some opportunities. Yeah. One of the things I'm aware of is that there are some sort of experimental plantings of some hardwoods that would have happened many, many years ago. Are there any opportunities there? So that's some of the things that we're looking at.
All right. Because it seems to me there's the opportunity for the government to commercialise this to some degree. I suppose, you know, it might be whether it's cost effective or not, if you get people who go through the forest, your own people or forestry people who go through and select wood that's fallen that doesn't serve a purpose or is in the way in some way or whatever it might be. And then there's a pile that people can go and load up and are charged accordingly. Whether that's cost effective to do that or not, I have no idea. But it seems to me there is an opportunity at least to the government to commercialise that and help people out at the same time. And whether it's, you know, pensioners getting a discount or whatever it might be to help warm their houses in these power challenge times, well and good. You're doing good on two fronts, perhaps.
Yeah, and that's why I've asked Forestry SA to have a look at it. As you say, it may not be cost effective. It might cost more than it would return. And also the fact that, you know, the material is going to be softwood material most likely. Mm. So whether that's actually going to be very helpful.
Might be good for kindling, though.
For kindling, perhaps, yes. Yeah. And I guess the other thing is that there are commercial businesses already in operation. Trying to balance assisting people without sort of necessarily putting private businesses out of business is another consideration as well. So, you know, it's sort of on face value, it sounds simple, but there's a little bit more to it. And so that's why I've asked Forestry SA to have a look and come back to me with some answers.
Well, keep us in the loop. I mean, if it's going to change, we'd love to cover that, obviously, and let people know. So let us know what you find out.
Yes, certainly will. Thanks
Good on
very
you.
Much.
Minister, appreciate your time. Thank you. Claire Scriven there, the Minister for Primary Industries and Forestry.